Today's Amud is Ma'id Katan Yatasam and Aleph. We're holding by the Mishnah on the bottom of Yitchasam of Eiz. So says the Mishnah, in Koisvin Shtari Choyv B'Ma'id. Reuven, let's say, is borrowing money from Shimon, so they're not allowed to write a shtar about this agreement on Chol HaMoed. There's no reason to. It's not Tzarech HaMoed. After Chol HaMoed, they'll write the loan, they'll write the shtar. There's no reason to write it on Chol HaMoed. However, if Shimon doesn't trust Reuven, Reuven's borrowing $1,000 from Shimon, and Shimon's concerned, Reuven might go ahead and deny the whole loan after Chol HaMoed. If I wait until after Chol HaMoed, Reuven's going to say, Lahadam, I don't know what you're talking about. I never borrowed money from you. So in such a case, then writing the shtar on Chol HaMoed would be Letzarech HaMoed, because then Shimon needs the shtar, Reuven needs the money, and Shimon needs to have the shtar in to protect himself. So if Shimon doesn't trust Reuven, or if we already explained this Mishnah earlier, if the Sefer doesn't have what to eat, so really they don't need to write a shtar. Shimon trusts Reuven, but there's a Sefer over there who doesn't have what to eat right now on Chol HaMoed, so then Hareza Yechtoiv. In both of these cases, if Shimon doesn't trust Reuven, or if he does, but the Sefer needs the money right now, so then they're allowed to write Hareza Yechtoiv, they're allowed to write the shtar. Says the Mishnah in Koisvin Svarim Tfil Numazuzais B'Mayit, you're not allowed to write Stam, Svarim Sefer Torah Tfil Numazuzais on Chol HaMoed, even though it's a Tzarech Mitzvah. Even though it's a Tzarech Mitzvah, the Rishonim explain it. Here we're talking about where it's Shaloi L'Tzarech HaMoyed. So being that it's Shaloi L'Tzarech HaMoyed, so therefore there's no reason to write it on Chol HaMoed. Ve'im Magia Naisachas, Afilu B'Sefer Ezra, Ve'im Magia Naisachas, you can't even fix one of the letters, even if it's in Sefer Ezra, which is the Sefer Torah that serves as like the blueprint of all of our Sefer Torah. That's where we base our Nusach from, is the Sefer of Ezra, Ezra HaSefer. Even in that Sefer Torah, you're not even allowed to fix a letter. Rabbi Yehuda Imer, Kaisef Adam Tfil Numazuzai Sa'atzmai. Rabbi Yehuda says that if you're writing it for yourself, so that's going to be mutter. Be'etzem, Alts Taksiva, is not an issue because it's the Tzarech Mitzvah. So Tzarech Mitzvah are mutter on Chol HaMoed. So you're allowed to do the writing. The only problem would be if you're writing it for someone else, because then you're charging them money for it, and it's Shalol Tzarech HaMoed, so charging them money to do Mulachash for someone else, for money, and it's Shalol Tzarech HaMoed, that would already be, even though it's Tzarech Mitzvah, that would already be problematic. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says that you can't do it for other people, but if you're doing it, if you're writing it for yourself, so that would be mutter. And also he says, V'tayve al yirechai tcheilas letzitzisai. You're also allowed to spin tcheilas for your tzitzis as long as you do it on your thigh. You're doing it on your leg, which is a shinoi. We'll see in the Mishnah the normal way. This is considered a shinoi, and therefore it's going to be mutter. But you have to, since you could do a shinoi, you have to do a shinoi. The Ritva explains that by tefillin, Rabbi Yehuda does not require a shinoi, because by tefillin you can't do a shinoi. Meaning, really, Be'atzim Rabbi Yehuda holds that anytime you have a heter of Tzarchei Mitzvah, you always have to do a shinoi. But by tefillin, it's not possible, because you can't write tefillin with a shinoi. It has to be ksiva tama. You're not allowed to write with a shinoi. But by spinning the threads of the tchelis for the tzitzis, that you're able to do with a shinoi, and that Rabbi Yehuda holds that you have to do with the shinoi. Says the Gemara now, Tan Rabbanon, Kaisev Adam Tfil Numezuzais La'atzmai, a person is allowed to write Tfil Numezuzais for himself, V'toyval Yerechai Tcheles Atzisisai, and with the Shinoi, he could spin the Tcheles for Sitzes, for himself. And he can even do it for other people as long as he doesn't charge money for it, as long as he does it just as a taiva, divrei Rabbi Meir, that's the shita of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says that there is a way that you can make it for other people and charge money. And that is ma'arim u'meicher eshaloi v'chayzer u'kaisev la'atzmai. You could do a harama, you could sell your own tefillin, your own mezuzais, sell your own for other people, you could charge money for it, and then you could go ahead and you could write for yourself. Now you don't have for yourself, and therefore you could write for yourself, even if you don't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, and you say that it's not called Tzarech HaMoed, it is, because you need tefillin for Matzah Yom Tov, and you're not going to have time to write it all overnight, Matzah Yom Tov, so you're going to need it for the next morning, for Yisru Chag in the morning, and therefore you could write it on Chol HaMoed for yourself. The problem would be if doing it for other people and charging money, says Rabbi Yehuda, you could do a harama, write it for them, don't write it for them, rather, sell your own, charge money for that, and then write yourself a new pair. And says the Gemara that Rabbi Yosi says he's the most makel. He says that no, you can even write and you can even sell to other people kedei parnasasei, as long as it's baharvacha, money that you could use. You could use the money, it's for parnasa. You could use the money, so you're allowed to do that, being that it's tzarchei mitzvah. You could even charge for it, and you could write it for other people. It says the Gemara that ayri le rav l'rav chanano v'amri l'rav barachano l'rav chanano, that the halacha follows Rabbi Yosi, that kaisei v'meicher kedarka kedei parnasasei, that it's tzarch mitzvah, you're allowed to even write it for other people, as long as it's kedei parnasasei, it's money that you could use for Parnasa. We mentioned in the Mishnah that you're allowed to, with a shinoi, spin the threads of the tchelas for your tzitzis. So Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa that Toiva Adam Ayarechai tchelas atzitzisai, avalei be'evan, divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says you could only do it on your leg, it's a big shinoi. You can't even use a stone. Now a stone is already not really the normal way to spin the threads. But it's a little bit of a shinoi, and says Rabbi Eliezer that that's not even enough of a shinoi. You have to mamish do it on your leg, you have to hold it on your leg, you have to do a big shinoi. The Chachamim say that av be'evan, that no, you could even use a stone. You could even use a stone. A stone l'maisa is a shinoi. That's enough of a shinoi. You could use the stone. Rabbi Yehuda imer mishmai. Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Rabbi Eliezer that be'evan avoloi be'pelech, that it's dafka with an evan, but not with a pelech. And the Chachamim imrim, and according to Rabbi Yehuda's version, the Chachamim were a little bit more makel than Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Eliezer was the one who said that you could use a stone. The Chachamim imrim bein be'evan bein be'pelech. You could use a stone. You could even use the pelech. You could use the spindle, which is mamish kedarka. You could use the normal machine, so to speak, the normal kli to spin the wool. You don't have to use any sort of shinoi. And Amr Rabbi Yehuda Amr Shmuel v'chein Amr Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Amr Rabbi Yechanan halacha bein be'evan bein be'pelech. That's the halacha l'maisa, is that when doing malacha tzarich mitzvah, you could even do a maisa uma, and you don't have to use any sort of shinoi. And then once we're mentioning the halacha, so we go back and we mention the halacha that we mentioned before. The halacha kaisiv kedarka yumaycher kedei parnesasei, that the halacha is like Rabbi Yosi, that the person's allowed to write the stam for other people and even charge them for it as long as it's kedei parnesasei. Zak the Mishnah weiter now. So now really we finished the Hilchos Cholamayid chelik of Parag Ve'ele Magalchen. From here until the end, we're for the most part going to be focusing on the halachas of Avelis. And Bez Hashem will have a Reis al Halacha article about this, about learning Hilchas Avelus. Without further ado, says the Mishnah, HaKayver Esmeisoi Shleisha Yamim Kaidim L'Regel. The halacha is that if a person buries his relative that he has to sit shiva over, he buries his relative within at least 3 days before the regel. So then, but lahemenu gezeira shiva. As long as he sat shiva already for 3 days, and then a yomtiv comes in, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, so then that already is mevatel gezeiras shiva. When the regel comes in, that's going to be mevatel the shiva, since he already sat 3 days of shiva. So now the regel will come and end the rest of the shiva. Now this is not the halacha. The way we paskin is that even if a person only sat shiva for a moment, the regel comes in is mevatel the shiva. But this Tana holds it needs to be a minimum of 3 days, which the Mefarshim explain, because the Ikar Avelus is 3 days. So once a person already sat shiva, at least the Ikar of Avelus, which Ikar shiva, Shleisha Yamim, that's what Rashi says over here in the Miyachas L'Rashi, so then already we could use the regel to then be mevatel the rest of the shiva, once he sat for 3 days. So, HaKayveres Mesa Shleisha Yamim Kaidon L'Rego, but Lahimenu Gzeira Shiva. Shmaina, if a person buried his mace 8 days before the regel, so he already finished Shiva, now he's already holding in Shleishim, so then being that he's holding in Shleishim, but Lahimenu Gzeira Shleishim. So now the regel comes and ends the Shleishim. Basically, whatever period a person's in the middle of, the regel comes and ends it. If he's in the middle of Shiva, as long as it's been 3 days, according to this Tana, the regel comes and ends the Shiva. Once it's been 8 days, so he already finished Shiva, he started Shleishim. So he's holding in Shleishim when the regel comes. So then the regel comes and it ends the Shleishim. Now this is also not the halacha. We paskin like Abishol and Yedzayin and Mabez, that even if it's just 7 days before the regel, even if the seventh day of the Shiva is Chal Erev Yom Tif, so we could use a mixus Ayim Kekulay, a double mixus Ayim Kekulay, to say that he's in the middle of Shleishim and that the Shleishim, the regel will come and end the Shleishim. Says the Mishnah, that Mibnei Sha'amru, this idea that the regal ends the Shivur, ends the Shleishim, is Mibnei Sha'amru, is like they said, that Shabbos Ayla Ve'ina Mafsekes, Shabbos, when Shabbos is Chal in the middle of Shiva, so Shabbos counts as one of the days of Shiva, Ve'ina Mafsekes, but it doesn't end the Shiva. If a person is in the middle of Shiva and Shabbos comes in, Shabbos does not end the Shiva, and Regalim Mafsekin Ve'ina Ayla. Whereas Regalim, they're Mafsek the Shiva. If a person is in the middle of Shiva, when the regal comes, the regal will come and end the Shiva. Ve'ein an eilin, if a person becomes an avol, let's say in the middle of a regal, so the days of the regal itself do not count towards the Shiva. If on Chol HaMoed, Rachman al-Islan, the person buries his mace, so now the Shiva Be'atzim should have theoretically started. No, the regal is eino eilin, it doesn't count towards the Shleishim. So Shabbos counts, towards the Shiva. So Shabbos has this ma'ila, so to speak, that it counts towards the Shiva, but it doesn't end the Shiva. Whereas the regal, it ends the Shiva, but it doesn't count towards the Shiva in a case where a person buried his mace in the middle of the Yom Tov. And the Rebbe Paris explains that the reason for this distinction between Shabbos and Yom Tov is because on the Yom Tov, on Regal, so there's a chiv of Simchas Yom Tov. And Simcha is a direct stira to Avelus. Simcha requires a person not to be feeling feelings of Avelus. And therefore, since the Regal is a stira to the Avelus, the Regal can't count towards Shiva. If a person buries his mace in the middle of Chol HaMoed, so the regal can't count towards the Shiva because it's a stira to the Shiva. He can't experience regal and Shiva together. At the same time, if a person's already in the middle of Shiva, when the regal comes in, the regal now is going to end the Shiva because the regal is a stira to it. He can't have both. As opposed to Shabbos, where there's no din of Simchas Shabbos, so therefore, Shabbos and Avelos could coincide. So Shabbos could be Ayla, and at the same time, it's not Mafsik, it doesn't end the Shiva. That's the way the Rumi Paris explains this idea. Now says the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer Aymer, and as we'll see, Rabbi Eliezer currently had a different understanding. Now Rabbi Eliezer says that Mishachara Beis HaMikdash Atzeres Kishabbos. Once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and Atzeres is no longer a 7-day Yom Tov, when we had a Beis HaMikdash, so Shavuos was basically a 7-day Yom Tov, even though it was only 1 day of actual Yom Tov. If a person didn't bring his carbon on that Yom Tov, so he has 6 days, he had 7 days of Tashlumin, 6 more days, he had seven, so it was a total of 7 days to bring the carbon of the Yom Tov, and therefore Shavuos was viewed as being like a 7-day Yom Tov. Says Rabbi Eliezer that nowadays Mishachara Beis HaMikdash, so Shavuos is no longer a 7-day Yom Tov, so now it's like Shabbos, that it's Ayla Ve'ena Mafsekes. It counts towards the Shiva and it doesn't end the Shiva. Now, obviously Rabbi Eliezer now didn't understand the difference between Shabbos and Regal the way we just explained it from the Rebbe Paris, because Shavuos has a din of Simchas Yom Tov, so it should be the same as a Regal. Rabbi Eliezer seems to have understood that the difference between Shabbos and a regal is because a regal is 7 days. That's to do with the amount of days. Since a regal is 7 days, and if the Shiva would go into the regal, it would always just end the Shiva naturally because the regal is 7 days. Even if the Shiva started Mamish Erev HaChag, the regal would end it because it's 7 days. So therefore, we just say that the regal ends the Shiva, as opposed to Shabbos, which is only 1 day. That's why Rabbi Eliezer says, and nowadays that Shavuos is only 1 day, so Shavuos is like Shabbos. Now, that's the halacha. Rabbi Eliezer says that Shavuos counts like Shabbos, that it's Ayla Ve'ena Mafsekes. Rabbi Gamliel says that Rosh Hashanah V'yom HaKippurim Kiregalim. That Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, so they're like the Regalim, that they're Eina Ayla and they're Mafsekes, which would work with the way Pshat that we gave before. It's Al Simcha, at least if you learn it, there's a Din Simcha on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, or it would be a different Pshat. But that's the Shita of Rabbi Gamliel, that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, so they're considered like Regalim. Or it could be that even if they don't have a Din Simcha, they're all compared to each other. All the Yamim Taivim are compared to each other. So since the other Yamim Taivim, because of the Din Simcha, they're Mevatel the Shiva, and they're Eino Ayla, so too Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, which are also Regalim, so they have the same Din, even though it doesn't have the reason. The Chachamim Aymrim Loikadivrei Zeh, Veloikadivrei Zeh. The Chachamim say, like, none of the Shitas mentioned above. Ella, they say like this, that Tzeres Kiregalim, they say that Shavuos is like a Regal, because since it used to be 7 days, Vizman HaMikdash, and Bez Hashem will be again soon, so therefore, we view it still as being that, like, 7-day Yom Tov. Tzeres is like Regalim, whereas Rosh Hashanah V'yom HaKippurim Kishabbos. They don't say that all the Yamim Tovim are hukash to each other, at least with regards to this halacha. And the Chachamim say that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are like Shabbos, that they're Ayla Ve'ena Mafsekes.